Since 2010, we can see that there is a start of some growth in the assisted sector, but actually that has not been as strong here as in the rest of the country. What we'd also find is that the foreign-owned employment, so companies that are foreign-owned, have been driving that more in the western region than the rest of the state. And I suppose this is an area of concern, is that the Irish-owned sector here is not performing as strongly as in the rest of the country. And that would be, I suppose, one of the key issues coming out, is the need to focus more on that Irish-owned sector. But we'd also see that within the region, there's more concentration by sector. So there's a lot more reliance on the manufacturing sector and less activity in the international services.
Does that point to issues with infrastructure, and particularly with broadband?
That can be an issue. Information and communications has been performing relatively strongly in Donegal in the last few years. And employment in that sector increased by 30% between 2010 and 2013. And it's now actually very close to the number of people employed in the agri-food sector within County Donegal. But generally, you would see that information and communications is not performing particularly strongly across the region. In fact, Donegal and Galway really would be the areas within the western region where it is performing quite well. And yes, broadband is a concern. People need very high bandwidth. And I suppose within Donegal, most of this activity is probably happening around Letterkenny. It is a concern to try and attract businesses in these international services, and infrastructure is one of the factors that is important there.
And the main message that you're sending to government is that what now needs to be really looked at and supported is Indigenous industry, particularly presumably that supported by Enterprise Ireland and others.
Indeed. I think that one of the key figures is how much the growth in the region has been depending on the foreign-owned sector, and how our Irish-owned businesses have not been performing quite so well. I mean, in Donegal, we would see that employment in the Irish-owned sector, 2013 was the first year since the recession that actually there was an increase. So I suppose that is some positive sign that there is the beginnings of growth, but I think that there does need to be more focus on that Irish-owned sector and encouraging entrepreneurship and encouraging Irish businesses to be set up. As I said, this doesn't include the County Enterprise Board and now the LEO clients, who would be slightly smaller, but one of the focuses to try and move them into larger scale Enterprise Ireland type businesses and export focused Irish businesses.